I have reporter Wyatt Orm on the phone from the Roaring Fork School District Evacuation Center. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So that second evacuation center was open overnight when Missouri Heights and the El Jebel Trailer Park became evacuated. How many people stayed there last night? Who's there now?
So there were 100 people. There were 111 people who registered last night. Around 70 slept overnight. Apparently, there was a mix of people kind of staying out in their cars or in their RVs because they could keep their dogs with them, and also people staying inside. And I happen to be standing right next to a woman named Olivia Castañeda and her friend Dana Sanchez. They were both evacuated yesterday from El Jebel. So let's talk with them. So Olivia, can you just tell me when last night were you evacuated?
Well, around 10 o'clock, when saw the fires coming to us, they said it's time to go out.
Who told you that it was time to leave?
My husband called me and said, "Hey, you need to get out and take the kids and everything that you can take and go, please, because the fire is coming to us."
And Jenna, where were you when that happened? Where were you when you were evacuated?
I was in Glenwood Springs in the cold, and we heard that El Jebel was in fire, so we went home, and my dad ran and my brother to get my dogs, and we were so scared.
So you stayed here last night. Olivia, are you going to stay here again tonight?
Yes, because we can't return to the mobile home park because it's closed.
Do you know how much longer you'll have to be out here?
Supposed to still till next Sunday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
So Wyatt, so some residents of the El Jebel Mobile Home Park there who were evacuated, and it sounds like they said they were told the earliest they could go back home would be Sunday?
Right, and I think it's unclear, at least from my reporting, it's unclear. I haven't heard that from an official source yet, obviously people have, obviously there's this is ending no time soon. We learned that the fire is growing and there's still no containment. So so people are waiting. On a positive note, there apparently, the community outreach down here has been incredible. I was talking to the man who's sort of heading the American Red Cross's operations at the Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale, and he told me that there's just been water and food coming in. Last night, a woman went to Walmart and bought over 100 pillows for people.
Wow.
People are uncertain. They're not sure when they're going to be able to return to their homes, but kind of, for better or for worse, they're in very good hands, even though in kind of a stressful situation.
Wyatt, I'm just imagining what that looks like then for 70 beds in like a high school gym. What's the setup?
Yeah, so pretty much the cots are laid out across the gym floor, and it's not what you typically would see in a high school gym floor, but the cots are kind of arranged in rows. People are kind of are sitting there on their phones. Resting. A lot of people are outside, and it's slightly different. It's kind of a different scene than the basalt evacuation center. Both of these centers are open,
okay,
and will be accepting people. That was something that I think was misreported yesterday evening. So both of these centers are open. They're ready, willing, and able to help people. But here there are a lot more families. Kids are sort of playing outside on the lawn. Tennis rackets and baseball bats out. I think there are more families here, and lots of water and food for people to eat and drink when need be.
So from the Basalt Rescue Center, there you can just overlook the fire. It's right there in your face. Are you able to see the fire from where you are now?
It's really smoky here in Carbondale, and I noticed that as I was driving back from Basalt. Earlier this morning, the smoke was really not as significant. At this point, there's kind of this dim haze that's sitting over all of the valley. Mount Sopris from driving on Highway 82 towards Carbondale, couldn't really make out, any of the kind of the definition on the peaks.
Mm.
So there's definitely a lot of smoke in the valley, even as far down as Carbondale.
All right, Wyatt Orm reporting from the evacuation center at the Roaring Fork High School. Wyatt, thank you so much.
Glad to do it.